T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Phil, how would this bill put highway funding in jeopardy?
Well, that's exactly what the debate, fight, or whatever you want to call it, is about. Caltrans says that it's going to cost a whole lot of money, anywhere between $20,000 and $400,000, you know, to try to implement this per mile, maybe even as high as $600,000. Because what you're talking about is reconfiguring streets to accommodate for pedestrians, you know, crosswalks and bike lanes. Now, here's what, you know, Wiener says it's a lot less, and it's just that Caltrans is just digging its heels in. What we've got here is sort of a classic back and forth. California transportation roads, we're notorious for it. There's a lot of state highways. There's small ones that double up as main streets, especially in smaller towns. You know, you drive through a town and it's not an interstate, just a state highway, but it also doubles up as the main street. So Wiener's saying, look, when you're doing that, whether it's there or like Van Ness Avenue in San Francisco, which is the main artery from the north to the south, that is actually a state highway as well. So he says, when you redo these things, you know, consider, plan, think about, maybe even do installing bike lanes and crosswalks. And Caltrans doesn't like to be told what to do, so they're saying it's going to cost a fortune. So I called Scotty today and said, look, okay, so you got to beef about whether or not to do this. Does it really take a law? I mean, you got to go a law to try to tell Caltrans what to do? And he said, Phil, I've never seen an agency that's more reluctant to do anything than Caltrans in all the years, and I'm doing this because I got to bring them to the table to get something done.
Okay, so we've got Scott Wiener on one side, Caltrans on the other. Where are Scott Wiener's colleagues going to weigh in on this ultimately?
Well, I think what they're going to do is vote on it, and they're going to probably vote after they see these analyses at the last minute possible in the hopes that everybody will actually get to the table and in the gridlock. I mean, we've got, you know, promises made to a lot of people in the state of California that our gas tax was going to go into road repairs. But, you know, that's where the politics get in, or you can call it the policies and the bikes and the pedestrians and everybody, is, you know, who gets taken care of when the money gets spent. And Caltrans is of the opinion that it's roads, it's asphalt, and get it done. Scotty says, no, it's everybody included. We want to push there as well. So let's see how it works in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully we can unclog this traffic jam and get the money going and get the roads fixed as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.